Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
The Chris Lamb Coaches Podcast.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to our weekly Shocker Volleyball Coaches Podcast with Chris Lamb. The Shockers come off two road wins at Florida Atlantic and South Florida and have improved to 16-8 on the year, 8-4 in the conference. And let's start with the Friday win at Florida Atlantic in four sets. Gabby Moss missed all of last year with an injury, and this year she has been kind of in and out, not always healthy. On Friday night, 20 digs and 10 assists, and is that kind of the ultimate example of what she can mean to this team when she is healthy?
Well, I'm sure we'll talk about a few others, but after Sunday's win at South Florida, I had mentioned to the team in the locker room that, you know, there was a few Shockers that would say this was their best match of their career, Nadia and Hannah, that Florida match. But there were several that I say this was the best match weekend you've played in a while, Gabby being one of them. She's been on again, off again with some just odd bumps and bruises. There was a concussion protocol in there along with a couple stingers in her leg, which is, you know, she had the knee injury, so we are always a little uber careful there. But, you know, playing, you got a lot of firepower with the Florida team, and we were just like, if anybody's going to dig the heat, we got to steer balls towards Gabby and take our chances. So our plan on the weekend was to just go back, and we're at this point get as much out of her as we can. And you know, it was a weekend of maybe as good a defense back to back as we played all year, against two teams with a lot of firepower. So I'm glad you mentioned that with Gabby, because yeah, the numbers were there, and then the fact that you just said the 10 assists, we are scraping every kill we can to try to maintain 17 plus points a game, and we just got to continue to get better at all the secondary setting going on, and Gabby's been doing really, really well with that.
And I was going to bring that up next. That's something that I've come to notice and really appreciate over the years following your program, is having that. And it usually is a libero or a little in the back row. You occasionally have had some outstanding second, if you will, out-of-system setters from those back row positions.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the libero rule comes along. Everybody's thinking passing and defense, and then you're like, well, need to get a server back here, you know, and you get a setter back here. You need. There's a lot for them to do and to understand where the kills are. And, you know, she's good at it and takes some pride in it. So she wants those assists. She wants to, you know, locate it to the better hitters, and everybody's asking for that. You know, Georgia was maybe the best we ever had at that. Gabby, she's just gifted with an A platform. So her eyes and her platform are special, and I think we're smart to get the ball to go towards her as often as possible.
When you mentioned getting the ball to go toward her, I don't know if that's something you and I have talked a lot about over time. Certainly on our telecast, Emily's brought it up a couple of times. The way you set up your blocking to actually, if not get blocks, funnel the ball towards certain defenders.
Yeah, so there's plenty of ways to do it. I mean, blockers that go for touches, you're trying to dig around them. There's blocking for touches. There's area blocking. There's just things you'll decide what you want to do based on your blocker and or the attacker. But yeah, Emily's not wrong. It's like sometimes, you know, if you can leave one digger in one spot and everybody can sort of manage to create balls to head in that direction. That's one way to do it. Easier said than done. There's a lot of players, attackers with more range than that. But, I feel like we had talked about her playing some middle back in that match against Florida in two rotations. But things were going well the way we started, so we left it that way. But that would have been to manage two separate hitters in going cross court. So yeah, I'm glad you asked that. It was probably something we don't talk enough about. But if you had letter grades for Diggers A, B, C, let's just say that. Well, if possible, you'd like your A's to dig as many as you can. So what can you do? Where can you put them? What reads do they make? What priorities do you give them? Or what does the blocker do to help create that? I mean, stuff like that's going on out there all the time. And that's what you have with us. You have one special platform on our team, and that's Gabby. And there's a handful of good platforms, and then there's others that we're just hoping we can get a dig if it's hit really hard, and a lot of people are in that. But yeah, Gabby's got the platform on our team that, you know, we're smart to make things go that direction.
In one of the matches, you had 12 more digs than your opponent. The other, you had 11 more. But beyond those numbers, one of the things that you talked a lot about last week, that over the course of this season, defensively, your opponent hitting percentage has been relatively close to what you kind of expected. The number that you wanted to see keep getting better is percentage digs. And how did that go in those two matches?
Well, relative to our opponent, good. But, you know, I walked out of Florida, South Florida, you know, thinking we'd be, you know, close to 50 on the eye test, and I think it was 40, 44, 46. But against them, that's really good because, you know, no, their opponents are over 50. I mean, their opponents have been better than that in 36, 37, and they've been digging over 50. So in terms of the differential, it was great. So you have to take that into account, too. Sometimes, you know, if the weather was really bad, maybe your golf score would go up 10 strokes, and you'd have to say, well, that was pretty good considering the conditions. Well, considering who we're playing, you know, to not just to keep them, you know, below where they normally go relative to opponents and outdo them by quite a margin is saying a lot. So, yeah, it went really well. But right now, like the announcers on both matches, when they interviewed me, they certainly were speaking to our opponent hitting percentage. So hitting percentage against. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm just the one that's been a little more of a stickler saying I still think the Shockers leave some digs out there.
We'll continue with Chris Lamb on our get-together every week on the Shocker Podcast right after this.
At Citywide Facility Solutions, we represent you from janitorial services to building repairs. We act as your advocate, streamlining every service you need. Let us handle the details so you can focus on your business. Citywide is the official maintenance partner of Shocker Athletics. We're here to save time and simplify your facility maintenance needs. Learn more at GoCitywide.com. That's GoCitywide.com.
Commitment to savings.
He's doing good.
Commitment to stability. Convenient locations in your neighborhood. Commitment to the future with online account opening. True Blue online and mobile banking. Commitment to the community.
Everybody, welcome. Appreciate everybody coming out today.
130 years of commitment to you.
Got it. We got the house.
She likes it.
Capital Federal. Built strong, always strong. Our commitment. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back with Chris Lamb as we continue our discussion of Shocker volleyball. The Shockers coming off two road wins at Florida Atlantic and South Florida. In the Friday night match at Florida Atlantic, Allie Paulson did not have a particularly good offensive match. Two kills, one error, and 10 swings. But she matched a career high with 9 blocks. And I'm not sure I've ever asked you this specific question, but you frequently will make analogies or references to other sports. In basketball, you'll hear coaches talk about somebody's not hitting their shots. Does that affect their defense, or do they dig down and play defense at the other end? That type of thing. And is there some correlation with a 9-block game on a night when she wasn't attacking particularly well?
So around here, the M2 position is known that we set our middles and we score there. Well, you know, it's we're just not there yet with Allie and our setting. I won't put it all on her. Setting can also improve with her, and it needs to get better. I mean, it's one of the areas that I'm still frustrated. I can't get more points, and I don't just mean Allie. I mean anybody else that would play that position for us. You know, we've got 5 girls out there trying every day in practice, and we need that number to go up. and it can go up. We're just not there yet. But there are plenty of teams that you'll see. You'll see Final Four teams. You'll see All-Americans that'll take three swings a game in that M2 position. So what are they out there to do? They're out there to be a middle blocker. So, you know, that's if I don't think we're going to find scoring from anybody we put in there, Allie has certainly been, in our program, the girl that's going to at least go contribute on that side. I will say that the last 2 weeks have been really great in terms of our practice numbers. It just hasn't really shown up by way of elevated attempts and kills for her in matches. But also our set selection, our set distribution has to do with, you know, other matchups on the floor, and if people are still dedicating towards her and we can let them do that and go elsewhere. I mean, those are still smart setting decisions by us to go elsewhere. I'm just kind of stubborn, and I want a little bit more there because I feel like we've got to keep putting a balanced offense together to beat the better teams. So, yeah, that's a work in progress, and she's working hard at it. And like I said, the last couple of weeks have been an upgrade. But let's get back to that original point you made. I don't know if there's a correlation to her not scoring but blocking, but I would say at least we know she follows the blocking game plan really, really well. And when she's on time, her hand position is really good. And, you know, if hitters make mistakes and go at her, there's a good chance that we'll get positive touches.
Throughout this season, you've been a little bit back and forth from match to match, even within the same match at times, about 5-1 or 6-2 yeah. with your setters. Obviously, on Friday night, it was 5-1. Jordan Heatherly, 36 assists plus 15 digs, 3 kills, 3 service aces. And then you come back the very next match against South Florida and split it up. She and Hannah Hawkins each had 16 assists.
Well, here you go, Shocker fans. I mean, we get a Saturday practice at Florida, and we were in a 5-1, and we were just doing our walkthrough and doing some serve and pass. And then I'm laying in bed all night thinking, and oddly enough, Katie Riley Zimmerman, she had the same thought. So in the morning, we were eating breakfast, and I'm like, you know, I'm thinking about a 6, and I'm thinking about Nadia and not McKenzie. Not so much for the scoring that McKenzie might have brought, but Nadia is the better blocker of the two, more experienced. And when you're playing South Florida, Mike, you've got to have a plan for those outside hitters. And I just thought that Nadia and Brooklyn, the two of them as right side players, would do a solid B or better at, you know, maintaining the plan against those guys. And I thought we'd get more positive touches, and if we could run them down and hit it back, that's where I think you get. What you got to do with South Florida is get a rally started. They're so powerful with their first ball swings. But once you get the rally started, you feel like they tend to break down over time, and they don't transition as well as they side out. So our job was to get touches, scramble, and turn that into another swing. And right from the start, I mean, in the first set, Jordan's Rose go through, in comes Hannah and Nadia, and then that's where we got the lead. And you're like, hey, this is working. And it maintained itself throughout the match. So that was the revelation for that match. It wasn't something we even worked on, but we just had a gut feeling or a hunch. And, you know, Nadia and Hannah go out there, and they play their best match to date as Shockers.
After last week's interview, you know, you were kind of at a point, I felt, where you'd been trying a lot of different people, different lineups, trying to find combinations. And I was about to ask you this week, depending on what happened, at what point do you just say, okay, I think we'd figured out that these are the people we have to play. We can't really count on anybody else. And what's the best lineup and what's the best way to play with this group? And then I see Nadia in there. So obviously what happens in practice week to week is still very important, even this late.
There's a lot of that going on as we're searching. I have this thing in my mind right now, Mike, where, you know, the 5-1 may not have as much firepower, but it plays cleaner. So I think on the teams where the 5-1 has as much firepower as our opponent, maybe we're playing a lesser opponent. Let's just say Florida Atlantic, lesser than South Florida. So it's like, okay, we're not at least behind them in point scoring in our 5-1, but we have better ball control and we're just a smoother team. We're just more functional. But then you got South Florida, the most firepower in the league, even more so than Rice from a firepower standpoint. So it was like, okay, we can't really match their firepower, their 6-2, but I think our 6-2 at least gives them more obstacles to have to deal with in terms of their scoring. And what I said earlier about Brooklyn and Nadia just being pretty disciplined as right front blockers to manage the best pair of outside hitters in our league, the two at South Florida. We just thought that was worth a shot. So we went into that one cold. You know, Hannah and Nadia found out that morning that that's what we were going to do. And it wasn't even a night game. It wasn't a walkthrough or anything. We just showed up at the gym and let it happen. But, you know, we play an out-of-system defense that is sort of the way we played them in system. So it wasn't something I hadn't seen before. It just might have come in a little bit of a different place. But, man, right from the start, I'm like, this back row shape is working for us, and we'll let it ride. And we never made an adjustment the whole match.
And I've talked many times to many coaches about this. I know one of the most gratifying things is when you make a move, you put somebody in that hasn't played for a while and get that result that they've obviously been paying attention, working hard in practice, are going to embrace the opportunity to play.
Yeah, so, you know, you never know. We're always telling everybody in the gym, learn how to stack days. And I can remember sitting right here in this chair with Sophia Rowling a few years ago. It was like, you know, it used to be give me one great practice a week, and then it was you need to learn how to stack days. And then as a leader, eventually it was, you know, you need to have three or four good days a week and maybe one head scratcher. Well, you know, with Nadia and Hannah not getting a lot of minutes, it's just keep stacking days. Just find a way. Me and my baseball analogies, but I can remember Rich Aurelia, a Giant shortstop years ago, getting National League Player of the Week. He just had this week where I swear he got like 12 hits and a bunch of RBIs. And I'm like, even those guys, even just the average Joe, you know, we'll have a week here and there, and you know that'll you'll feel like you've arrived. You'll feel like you've grown, and so, you know, we do that all the time with our players with their stats, and I'm asking them to stack days and pick a couple stats they want to repeat from day to day, and you just never know. And then the other thing is whether it's injury or a system change or just a matchup with an opponent, you never know when you know an outside the box, you know, thinker like me, you know, goes, you know, I got a theory about this team. Hey, why don't we try this? And, you know, I always trust my instincts on that. And, you know, on Sunday, that was screaming Hannah and it was screaming Nadia, and they arrived and they did great and helped us to I think that's the first sweep anybody's gotten in that gym in a couple of years. So it's kind of neat.
You're listening to Chris Lamb. We'll continue our Shocker volleyball discussion right after this.
Commitment to savings.
He's doing good.
Commitment to stability. Convenient locations in your neighborhood. Commitment to the future with online account opening. True Blue online and mobile banking. Commitment to the community.
Everybody, welcome. Appreciate everybody coming out today.
130 years of commitment to you.
Got it. We got the house.
She likes it.
Capital Federal. Built strong, always strong. Our commitment. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Citywide Facility Solutions, we represent you from janitorial services to building repairs. We act as your advocate, streamlining every service you need. Let us handle the details so you can focus on your business. Citywide is the official maintenance partner of Shocker Athletics. We're here to save time and simplify your facility maintenance needs. Learn more at GoCitywide.com. That's GoCitywide.com.
Welcome back to our weekly Shocker Volleyball Podcast with head coach Chris Lamb. The Shockers coming off a sweep of two big road matches at Florida Atlantic and South Florida. They'll have two at home this week, which we'll talk about in a little bit. You keep track of everybody in the league year to year. You're constantly statting everybody out. Yeah. Going into the season, certainly looked like a couple of places, or maybe the place you looked most strong against the league, might be on the back row with just the combination of talent and experience you had there. Certainly Sydney Dunning and Brooklyn Leggett have to be up among the top outside hitters in the league. Had another great weekend, Brooklyn in particular. And just as you go into this last stage of the season, where are your greatest strengths against the rest of the league?
Well, so, you know, Brooklyn, as of this weekend, I think got up to 45% kills. I mean, I think that, and if that's not the leader on the right side in the conference, I don't know who is. So that's been going real well. And I made an announcement to Maddie Wilson, Sydney Dunning, and Brooklyn after the previous weekend's matches that, look, they're just going to have a week where they get blocked less. They've got to invert their block attack errors versus hitting out. I'm just going to give you a generic term here. If you had 15% total errors, I'm asking them to make 10% hit out of bounds and 5% getting blocked, or at least more on the airs out versus the airs block. And all three of them struggle with the block number. Well, Brooklyn only got blocked once all weekend. So, you know, we've made it a talking point, and we're working on it in practice for all three of those guys to be more block avoiders. And I believe that as that go, so will go their hitting percentage. So, in regards to Brooklyn, somebody's going to have to argue pretty strong to tell me she's not a first-team all-conference player this year. Sydney's in the middle of the pack as a point scorer, and there's really only a handful of girls in the league scoring at her rate or better and passing and playing defense at the same level. So she's in good company there. If she to be an all-conference player, though, her kill percentage is probably going to have to work its way up in the next couple weeks to come. Maddie Wilson, I just think there's a bit of an identity crisis. You know, what is she? I don't know how people look at her from the other side of the net. I don't know where she's at on everybody's scouting report, but she's up to 50% kills. So now she's right up in there with the top, you know, three or four middles in the league. And a couple weeks ago, you remember, she was, you know, defensive player of the week, so her blocking has also been good. If I can just get her a little bit more volume, she will be behaving like some of the best middles in the league. So percentages are in her favor. We just need to get a little more volume out of her.
I mentioned the back row, Grace Hatt, Gabby Moss, Katie Galligan, at least up there potentially with the best back rows in the league.
Yeah, but that's been my biggest frustration of the year. Not being able to iron out a lineup has been pretty frustrating, and it's just been, you know, just searching for consistency from people. But I actually thought that our percentage dig number would be higher. Rice is just running away with that crown this year, and I expected them to be the league leader in that stat, but I thought we'd be, you know, right in that 2-3-4 range, but all within, you know, just tight group. But we're not. You know, Tulsa's got us by a bit. That's been frustrating, and while watching South Florida play, You don't see the team defense like that, but because they're so powerful on offense, everybody's always scrambling to put balls back on them, so they get to defend less and get away with it. So I agree with you that I'm very comfortable with who's back there, but I'm not going to lie, I expected a few more digs this year per attempt than we're getting. That's still, for me, something that I'd like to see really be a game changer down the stretch here.
We talked earlier about kind of last minute decision to try Hannah and Nadia as part of your rotation on Sunday and how that worked out. It's not like it used to be, where most of the players in your program have been here 3 and 4 years and are used to the Lambeau method. And as this year has gone on and all the changes that you've made and tried, do you feel like your players overall are getting more comfortable with those variables, and whether it's going to be 5-1 or 6-2 and who might play and that sort of thing?
Well, honestly, I don't know how to answer the part about whether or not they're getting more comfortable with it, but I've just decided with a handful of players from now until December, I think I know what the ceiling looks like. I think I know what I can get out of Nadia. I think I know what I'm going to get out of Sarah Musial or Hannah Hawkins at the setting position. I think I know what I'm going to get out of McKenzie if she's on the right. I mean, so I know what their ceiling looks like, and I know what their floor looks like. So obviously you're hoping that they play well, and you're going to take the good with the bad relative to our competition. And that's what people have to realize is, you know, you're sort of stacking up what you got versus what they got. And, you know, at what point does the game look too fast for people, and things get a little out of hand? So, yeah, and how do people deal with the pressure? You know, the girls on our team that everybody's targeting, Brooklyn, Madison, and Sydney, those guys are all targeted in their defensive scouting report. So, you know, how that goes, but I feel like everybody knows who needs to be out there and then who complements them the best. And that's really where we've been sort of shuffling the cards. So I don't mean to be that in a negative way, but you know, there's a reason why we haven't ironed out a lineup yet, because you know we're taking good days and bad days through practice. Who's playing well at the time? Show me some evidence. And anybody could say, well, if you just leave me in there for 3 weeks, I'd figure it out. But you know, I don't ever want to be in charge of a program where anybody in the gym can't outplay somebody and earn a spot. So yeah, we've got depth here, and I would like it to be competitive in practice, and you know, hopefully that raises all boats, as they say.
We'll continue with Chris Lamb as we talk about the Shockers' upcoming weekend schedule right after this.
It's important to spend time with the people you love, and Clear Creek Golf Car has the vehicle to take you there. Whether relaxing by the pool, hanging out at the lake, or cruising around the neighborhood, Clear Creek Golf Car has the most inventory in the Midwest, along with service and parts to help you down the road. Visit any of our locations or our website to find the perfect vehicle for you and your family. The choice is clear, Clear Creek Golf Car.
At Coke, we're proud to call Wichita home and thrilled to support our hometown Shockers on and off the court. Think you have what it takes to join our winning team of more than 3,300 Wichita employees? Careers are currently available across the board to help you take your skills to new levels. Come see what the hype is all about for yourself. Visit CokeCareers.com to learn more. That's KOCHCareers.com.
Back with Chris Lamb on our weekly Shocker Volleyball podcast. The Shockers at home for two this week, East Carolina on Friday, Charlotte on Sunday. Coming off two big road wins with a team that has been, as we've talked about, a little up and down, few inconsistencies here and there. You're now down to the last 2 weeks of the regular season and then the tournament. So is one big thing you're looking for this weekend. Can we carry over last weekend, stay consistent, have that same mindset being back home against two teams that aren't as high in the league as the last weekend?
So you know, you'll go all year and you'll never really get that win against that team you feel like you were looking up to. Well, for all the right reasons, we were looking up to South Florida. I mean, they've got unbelievable firepower. They've got athletes on the other side of the net that just look different. So when you can do that, you kind of prove to yourself, you know, that's why we lift all these weights, and that's why we keep grinding. I mean, you finally get that reward, and it's something about athletics and competitive athletics that what that can do for you. So yeah, that was helpful, and we knew it would be a tough road trip. I mean, there's going to be plenty of teams that are going to go play the two Florida teams and not sweep, and if not get swept. So that's good. In regards to this weekend, though, I mean, here's the enigma. I mean, I'm pretty sure I picked Rice to win it, South Florida to come in second, and East Carolina to come in third. So, you know, what's gone there, I don't know. I know there's at least one injury, but there's been a revolving door there also. And then with Charlotte getting off to the start they got off to, I mean, nobody saw that coming. A couple of players were playing different positions or being used very different from the previous year and the previous coaching staff. But as of late, you know, people have figured them out. I still haven't watched them. I watched Eastern Carolina this morning, and I'll get to Charlotte tomorrow. But on both of these teams, you've got two or three girls that would be starting at Wichita State. I mean, I know it when I see it, and there's a couple of very talented players on both sides of the net. So, you know, I'm pretty sure at this point ECU is probably out of it. I haven't really done all the math for all the teams, but I know that Charlotte is still right in it, fighting for their tournament life, as many are still at this point, and they've got a handful of players that can absolutely get them there.
With a team like East Carolina at this stage of the season, they're 11-12, 3-9 in the conference, certainly not what they were expecting probably. Is it especially important to kind of get off to a good start? Yes. And not let them get a feel that, hey, we're right in this?
Yeah, I say it all the time. You saw that with North Texas in here. I mean, North Texas wins that first game, and you think they won the Super Bowl. They won the second game. You thought they won a decade's worth of Super Bowls, and they end up beating us in five. And you know, when teams are looking up to you, that's how powerful you are. You have the power to lay an egg and make those other people believe even more. And I've been on both sides of that. You've been on both sides of that, Mike. And you know, that's the way it is. So it's important to me to have a good week of practice. I usually use Tuesday as sort of a fix and repair day, but tomorrow we'll have a lot of ECU in it, as I've already got that scout finished. I did that this morning. So right off the bat, we'll be playing against some of ECU's offense. But we also discovered some things from last week's of practice and last weekend's matches that are worth consideration. And it's not just Hannah and Nadia. There's a few other things we were doing with our middles, a few other things we were doing with Brooklyn, getting more inside balls, and maybe moving Sydney inside out a little bit more also. So there's still some evolution going on here in Wichita, and I'm excited about tomorrow's practice to get rolling with it.
Coach, thank you. Congratulations on the road trip. Hopefully we'll have two more to talk about next week.
All right, Mike. Thanks for the time.
Chris Lamb, Shocker head volleyball coach. The Shockers at home against East Carolina on Friday night and then Charlotte on Sunday afternoon. Thanks for joining us on this week's Shocker Volleyball Podcast with Chris Lamb.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3. Selección varía por tienda. Solo en tiendas selectas. Hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.